Praise God. Hallelujah.
Nobody like Jesus, amen?
Turn and look at somebody beside you and tell them there's nobody, nobody like Jesus. Praise God. Nobody like Jesus. I'm so glad you're here in Dallas with you once again.
I
was here with you some months ago for the National Convention of the Assemblies of God, and enjoyed being a part of that gathering so much. I enjoyed the opportunity of ministry with you there. I'm glad to be with you tonight. Last week I was preaching in New York. Many of the people in the church, it was a very large church, many of the people were Hispanic, Spanish speaking.
There
were some African American people that were there.
So there were African Americans who were there.
Now this week I'm here in Dallas with a bunch of Indian Americans.
In Dallas, like people, so the Indian Americans were there.
This is a wonderful family we have. No, what amen, Sulmudia? You can't say one amen? Many of you will say, amen, Jesus is a wonderful Jesus. But I say it's a wonderful family, and you sit there quietly. This is a wonderful family. I saw Philip here on the platform. He and Mary, there's Mary. God bless you. And I saw Ruth over here. Is that right, Ruth? Yeah. And your brother is Timothy? Where is he? Is he here? Ah, over there in the dark where I can't see you. They were my neighbors in India. And I thought that maybe Raj and Eddie J. Raj are going to be here. Somebody told me. Are you here? If you're here, raise your hand. I'm in the slide. It's hard to see. Can you come? No. Sanju, are you here? There you are. God bless you. We have a loving family. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Turn and look at the person beside you. Young people, don't joke too much and just look and say, you look lovely
tonight.
Praise God. What's your name, Hadi? Huh? Hadi? Praise God. And Alex, you see, sometimes we don't appreciate the family enough. I think pastor is a little bit more relaxed at the convention. It was so many responsibility. Here it's some responsibility, but not heavy like there.
Yeah.
I want you to know that was a wonderful convention. Well planned, I was so impressed. You did it for the glory of God. It was wonderful. Amen. All of you worked so hard. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands in His presence. Hallelujah.
We worship your name. We worship your name. We worship your name. Worship your name.
I am a third generation Pentecostal.
나는 문남 칼라보라 판테코스트가 하나.
Any third generation Pentecostals here?
예들 문남 칼라보라 판테코스트가 있는 분들.
Don't be shy. Raise your hand. You're third generation.
아니 내가 지금 내 아버지.
I'm a third generation Pentecostal.
나는 문남 칼라보라 판테코스트가 하나.
On both my father's side and my mother's side, my grandparents came to a saving faith in Jesus Christ and into a Pentecostal experience with the Holy Spirit as young adults.
In the mother, in the mother, in the father, in the mother, 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 രക്ഷം പ്രാപിച്ച് പെന്തക്കോസ്തു വിശ്വാസത്തിൽ കടന്നുവന്ന പരിശുദ്ധാത്മ നിറവോടെ
അവരാരാധിച്ചവരായിരുന്നു.
മാതാവിന്റെ മാതാവും പിതാവും
were farmers in the eastern part of the United States and eastern part of North Carolina.
North Carolina ഈ രാജ്യത്തിന്റെ കിഴക്കൻ ഭാഗത്ത് അവർ കർഷകരായിരുന്നു.
My grandfather was not a very religious man. I think he was a good man, but he was not a saved man. His father had died when he was very young. And the weight of the family had fallen on his shoulder. He and my grandmother were married. My grandmother was very shy.
Tharum ende veliya amachum thamme vivaham vechappol annal ende amachikku valare maanamayirunnu.
In India I have seen some shy brides.
Ellam kandittund Indiayil pudhuthayi vivaham kazhikkunna vadhumar ingane avarkku valare lajjam naanamaanu.
Some of those villages and some of those places where it's all arranged marriage, the young man hasn't even looked into the face of the girl when they get married.
Yeah, but then I'm going to come up with you. അവരെ വിവാഹം കഴിക്കുന്ന ദമ്പതിമാർ തമ്മിൽ മുമ്പ് ഒരിക്കലും കണ്ടിട്ടില്ല.
കേരളത്തിൽ
ഞാൻ അധികം വിവാഹങ്ങൾ
പങ്കെടുത്തിട്ടില്ല.
നിങ്ങളുടെ കസ്റ്റംസ് ഒന്നും എങ്ങനെയാണ് ആചാരം എന്ന് എനിക്ക് അറിയത്തില്ല.
തമിഴ്നാട്ടിൽ at the wedding they will put two chairs in front of the pulpit.
Vivahathinte samayathil pulpitinte munpil avar rendu kasseyilum
and maapley on this side and the girl on that side.
Maapley pembley oru pulpitinte
and maapley is sitting there looking like he's afraid. He's got fear in his eyes.
Avare vivaham kazhikkunna vare
I've seen the bride with her head down and I've actually seen her crying because she's afraid.
അവിടെ നിൽക്കുന്ന വധു ചില സമയങ്ങളിലൊക്കെ ഇരുന്ന് കരയുകയാണ്. വളരെ ഭയത്തോടായി.
My grandmother was that shy bride. She was not Indian but she was shy.
എന്റെ വലിയ അമ്മച്ചി എല്ലാവരെങ്കിലും അങ്ങനെ നാണമുള്ള ഒരു അമ്മച്ചിയായിരുന്നു.
She was so shy. She didn't want to go into the church for the wedding.
വളരെ അങ്ങനെ നാണമായതുകൊണ്ട് സ്വന്ത വിവാഹത്തിന് വേണ്ടി ചർച്ചിൽ പോകാൻ മടിയായിരുന്നു.
My grandfather owned a Model T Ford. You know what that is? The old car, Model T Ford.
എന്റെ വലിയപ്പച്ചന്റെ അന്ന് തനിക്കൊരു T Ford എന്ന ഒരു ട്രക്ക്
ഉണ്ടായിരുന്നു. One of the early cars made by the Ford Motor Company.
Ford Motor Company ഉണ്ടാക്കിയതായ ഏറ്റവും ആദ്യത്തെ കാറുകൾ ഒന്നായിരുന്നു.
My grandfather drove that car up in front of the preacher's house, the pastor's house. My grandmother wouldn't get out of the car. And so the pastor came and he looked in the window and he said the vows. And they were married, sitting in the car. Then they went to town and they ate a hot dog. That was the marriage feast, a hot dog. Sometime after that, lady, girls, you won't believe this. You've heard the fairy tale story about Snow White. You've heard that? You won't believe this is true. A lady by the name of Sister Snow White came as an evangelist into that part of North Carolina.
And the Mishishman Pakatanization, Snow White in the Perula, where is three, and North Carolina, the Pagatil, Subishishan Pusikiwan.
And my grandmother and my grandfather got saved because of Snow White's ministry.
Snow White, and the victory is a solution to the David, the Apachimamachi, the Chibuan India.
They were filled with the Holy Ghost.
But it should not go down the line.
My grandfather and my grandmother on my father's side.
In the Pidavide, Padapurai, the Apachimamachi.
After their marriage, they were invited to an Assembly of God church. The man who was my grandfather's boss at that time was a member of the Assemblies of God Church, and he invited my grandfather to attend the church. At first, my grandfather wasn't interested to go. He didn't go to church. Then he thought, this man, my boss, is good to me. I should at least be respectful. I will go to church one time. Sitting near the back, of the church, the Holy Spirit found him. It doesn't matter where you're sitting, God will find you. He knows where to find you. And as the Holy Spirit began to deal with my grandfather, the Spirit of God moved upon him so powerfully, he began weeping and crying, and loudly he was making noise. And he was crying out so loudly to the Lord, the pastor stopped his preaching and said, no need to preach. And he mentioned my grandfather's name, and he said, God is blessing him so much, let him come, and let everyone come and pray, and we'll see God. My grandfather got saved. My grandmother got saved. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As a young girl, my mother was saved in a small Assembly of God church. Any 13-year-old girls here? This little one over here, that one there, God bless you, 13 years old. My mother, 13 years old, went to a youth meeting with some of the other young people. They had gone to another town. When they returned, they were all to meet their parents back at their church.
അവരുടെ മടങ്ങിയ മോളെ എല്ലാവരും ചേർന്ന് അവരുടെ മാതാപിതാക്കളുമായി ആ ചർച്ചിന്റെ പിൻവശത്ത് കണ്ടുമുട്ടുവാൻ
must have arrived a little earlier than they had told their parents, because when they arrived, the parents and the children were not there to meet them.
പക്ഷേ അവർ പറഞ്ഞ സമയത്തിനേക്കാളും അല്പം മുൻപ് അവിടെ എത്തുവാൻ ഇടയായി, അതുകൊണ്ട് അവരുടെ മാതാപിതാക്കൾ അവരും അവിടെ ഇല്ലായിരുന്നു.
Some of the children, including my mother, 13-year-old girl, came into the church and they knelt down in the front of the church in front of a wooden altar bench like this one that is here.
അവിടെ ചില കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെ മാതാവ് ഉൾപ്പെടെ ചർച്ചിലാരും ഇല്ലായിരുന്ന ഒരു അകത്തേക്ക് കണ്ടുവന്ന് ഇതുപോലുള്ള തടി കൊണ്ടുള്ള ഒരു ബെഞ്ചിന്റെ മുന്നിൽ വന്ന് മുട്ടുകുത്തി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുവാൻ തുടങ്ങി.
As my mother knelt in prayer,
എന്റെ മാതാവ് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുവാൻ തുടങ്ങിയപ്പോൾ
the Holy Spirit spoke to her.
പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് എന്നോട് സംസാരിച്ചു.
And God called my mother as a 13-year-old girl to be a missionary to India.
അന്ന് 13 വയസ്സായിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ മാത്രം ദൈവാത്മാവ് എന്റെ മാതാവിനെ മിഷണറി ആയി കടന്നു പോകുവാൻ വിളിച്ചു.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
13 years old.
What did you know? Why is it frightened?
It frightened my mother.
And the mother of your mother in heaven.
And my mother didn't tell anyone. She didn't tell her father. She didn't tell her mother. She didn't tell anyone what God had spoken to her.
They were ആത്മാവ് എന്റെ മാതാവിനോട് സംസാരിച്ചത് ഭയനിമിത്തമായി പിതാവിനോടോ മാതാവിനോടോ ആരോടും അത് പറഞ്ഞില്ല.
But she told the Lord.
എന്നാൽ കർത്താവിനോട് പറഞ്ഞു.
She said, Lord,
പറഞ്ഞു കർത്താവേ,
you have called me.
അങ്ങനെ വിളിച്ചുവെങ്കിൽ
I will go.
ഞാൻ പോകും.
But please do not make me go alone.
എന്നാൽ എന്നെ ഒറ്റയ്ക്ക് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞേക്കരുത്.
Give me a husband who will go with me.
ഞാനുമായി ചൊന്ന് പോകുവാൻ ഒരു ഭർത്താവിനെ എന്ന് നൽകണം.
My father
എന്റെ പിതാവ്
was a very good student.
ഒരു നല്ല വിദ്യാർത്ഥി.
Good brains.
നല്ല പഠിക്കുവാൻ മിടുക്കുള്ള വ്യക്തിയായിരുന്നു.
പ്രതീക്, you got good brains, I think, yeah? Praise the Lord, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
My father was going to become an electrical engineer.
എന്റെ പിതാവ് electrical engineer ആകുമെന്നുള്ള ഉദ്ദേശത്തോടെ പഠിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരുന്നു.
Harry, have you ever heard these stories? Never heard them before. I didn't tell them to you. They're my history. This is my history. My father was a good student. He was planning to become an electrical engineer. He had been accepted as a student to attend Virginia Tech University. But a few days before he left to go to the to Virginia Tech,
and now I university kadannu poguna chela divasangalukku munpu,
my grandfather asked him a simple question.
And the very question that the pidavanoda oru chodyam chodichu.
But the Vijay's father is here. He reminds me a little bit of my grandfather. My grandfather, who had been saved sitting near the back, said to his son, said, son, have you ever considered going to Bible college?
തന്റെ മകനോട് ഇപ്രകാരം ചോദിച്ചു, മകനെ എപ്പോഴെങ്കിലും ബൈബിൾ കോളേജിൽ കടന്നു പോകുവാനൊരു ആഗ്രഹം ഉണ്ടായിട്ടുണ്ടോ?
Many fathers, if their son is going to Bible college, they'll say, son, have you ever considered going to university? My grandfather said, son, have you thought about going to Bible college?
അപ്പച്ചൻ ചോദിച്ചു, മകനെ നിനക്ക് ബൈബിൾ കോളേജിൽ പോകുവാൻ ആഗ്രഹം ഉണ്ടായിട്ടുണ്ടോ?
My daddy said, no, I'm going to university.
പിതാവ് പറഞ്ഞില്ല, ഞാൻ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റിയിൽ കടന്നു പോകുന്നു.
My grandfather simply said, son, you pray.
എന്റെ അപ്പച്ചൻ വെറുതെ പറഞ്ഞോളു, മകനെ നീ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കും.
Daddy prayed.
എന്റെ പിതാവ് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു.
And he told me,
എന്നോട് പറഞ്ഞു,
God didn't speak exactly to him at that time.
പ്രത്യേക സമയത്ത് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവ് തന്നോടൊന്നും സംസാരിച്ചില്ല.
But my daddy thought to himself,
എന്റെ പിതാവ് ഇപ്രകാരം ചിന്തിച്ചു,
the Bible says, children, honor your father and your mother, that your days on earth may be long and it will be well with you.
എന്നെ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ദീർഘായുസ് ലഭിക്കേണ്ടതിന് And
he thought to himself, my daddy wants me to go to college,
Bible college.
I will go for 1 year. He went to Lakeland, Florida, to Southeastern Bible Institute.
Southeastern Bible Institute, Lakeland, Florida.
While he was sitting in the chapel
service,
God spoke to
him.
My daddy has told me, he said, God spoke to me so clearly that I thought that maybe God was speaking to someone else behind me. But clearly, God spoke to my daddy and called him for ministry to India. The next year, my mother came to that same college. And they met one another. And one day they were talking. And my father asked my mother, they were actually sitting in the chapel. My father asked my mother, has God ever put anything special in your heart to do for him? My mother not told her mother, not told her father. But she looked at my father and she said, yes, God has called me to be a missionary to India. My father asked my mother, excuse me, my mother asked my father, has God ever spoke anything to you? My father was quiet for a few moments. And then he said, God has called me into the ministry. And God has called me to be a missionary to India. They got married. And after a couple of years of marriage, they had a beautiful baby boy.
Why
are you laughing? I was born. When I was 12 years old, I was sitting near the back of an Assemblies of God church. Like he had done for my grandfather, he did for me. The Holy Spirit found me sitting near the back. He convicted me, a 12-year-old boy convicted me of my sins. The pastor finished preaching. Got out of my seat. I came near to the front where my mother was kneeling in prayer. And I came beside my mother. I knelt beside her. And I said,
Mommy,
pray for me. My mommy said, why? I said, Mommy, I want to give my heart to Jesus. And that night, I got saved. Jesus came to live in my life. 16 years old. God baptized me in the Holy Ghost. And as a young teenager in India, because when I was 5 years old, Mommy and Daddy, my little sister, and me, we got on an Indian freighter ship in New York Harbor.
And the New York Harbor eventually Indian couple got up.
And we went by ship to India.
And the couple were in India.
We landed in Mumbai.
Mumbai.
From there to Cochin.
Our in the Cochin.
There we got out in Cochin and we made the way across into Tamil Nadu. Missionary journey as missionaries in India.
As
a young teenager there in India. Sitting near the front of a church. God spoke to my young teenage heart. And he called me into the ministry. And I said yes. And from that day to this day, my life has not been my own. My life is a master's. I'm a third generation Pentecostal. In the Bible, we find the story of Abraham. We find where God spoke to Abraham. And he called Abraham. He said, go to a place where I will show you. And I will bless you. And I will make you a blessing to the nations of the earth. And Abraham obeyed God. And he followed the voice and the direction of the Holy God. He left not knowing where he was going. But because of his obedience and because of his faith, God blessed Abraham. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when it seemed impossible, when Sarah was old, and she was past the age of childbearing, God gave Abraham and Sarah a little boy.
Hallelujah.
I just want to say something to the ladies and the young girls that are here. During the last few days, I have been reading in my own personal devotion time from the book of Genesis. As I have been reading in Genesis, I found where Abraham was visited by the Lord. And the scripture says that Sarah was in the tent. And God said to Abraham, Sarah's going to have a baby. And what happened? Sarah laughed. But there was something that I saw maybe 2 or 3 days before when I was reading that scripture that I never noticed before. Many times I had seen where God said to Abraham, I will bless you. But there in that place,
God
not only says he'll bless Abraham, but he says, I'll bless Sarah. I'll bless Sarah. God is a God of family blessing. He's blessing the men, he's blessing the women, he's blessing the older, and he's blessing the younger. Abraham and Sarah
came.
Isaac. And Isaac grew up.
Isaac was born.
And one day, God spoke to Isaac. Do you remember what God said to Isaac? God said to Isaac, for Abraham, my servant's sake, I will bless you. For Abraham, my servant's sake, I will bless you.
ദൈവം ഇസഹാക്കിനോട് പറഞ്ഞു, എന്റെ ദാസനായ അബ്രഹാം നിനക്കും ഞാൻ നിന്നെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കും.
Because of Abraham's obedience,
അബ്രഹാമിന്റെ അനുസരണം നിമിത്തം,
because of Abraham's faith,
അബ്രഹാമിന്റെ വിശ്വാസം നിമിത്തമായി,
God bless Isaac, bless Abraham,
ദൈവം അബ്രഹാമിനെ അനുഗ്രഹിച്ചു.
And then,
അപ്പോൾ,
because of Abraham's faith,
അബ്രഹാമിന്റെ വിശ്വാസം,
because of Abraham's faithfulness,
അബ്രഹാമിന്റെ വിശ്വാസം,
because of God's promise to Abraham,
ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അബ്രഹാമിനോട് വാഗ്ദത്തം നിമിത്തം,
God said, I'll bless Isaac,
ദൈവം പറഞ്ഞു ഞാൻ ഇസഹാക്കിനെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കും.
Then,
പിന്നീട്
Isaac had a son.
ഇസഹാക്കിന് ഒരു മകൻ ഉണ്ടായി.
One of those sons was named Jacob.
രണ്ട് മക്കളിൽ ഒരു മകന്റെ പേര് യാക്കോബ്.
Third generation.
മൂന്നാം തലമുറ.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Isaac.
ഇസഹാക്ക്.
Jacob.
യാക്കോബ്.
I don't know why Isaac. Well, we know in part, the Bible gives us some reason why Jacob received his name.
എന്തുകൊണ്ട് യാക്കോബിന് തന്റെ പേര് കിട്ടി എന്ന് നമുക്ക് ഭാഗ്യമായി അറിയുവാൻ സാധിക്കുന്നു.
I understand what the Bible says.
എനിക്കറിയാം.
But if I was a father, I wouldn't like to name my son deceiver.
എന്നാൽ ഞാനൊരു പിതാവായിരുന്നുവെങ്കിൽ എന്റെ മകന് ഒരു വഞ്ചകൻ എന്ന പേര്, ഉപായി എന്ന പേര് ഞാൻ
കൊടുക്കുകയില്ലായിരുന്നു.
എന്റെ മകനെ എന്റെ പേരിട്ട് വിളിക്കുകയാണെങ്കിൽ ഉപായി എന്നാണ്
വിളിക്കുന്നത്.
ഞാൻ ചില മാതാപിതാക്കളെ
കണ്ടിട്ടുണ്ട്,
ചെറിയ ഒരു കുഞ്ഞുണ്ട്.
And in front of that little boy,
kunjinde mumbu,
the mother, the father said,
maravilavu parayum,
pray for him, he's a bad boy.
Avane vendi prarthikkana avan seriyalla.
I scold him, I tell him, don't tell in front of him he's a bad boy.
Njan avarodu parayum parayum angireulla vyaktikalode aa kunjinde mumbil parayathu avan moshamaanu.
You keep telling that little boy he's a bad boy, soon he'll believe he's a bad boy.
Aa kunjinode avane kolathile endu parayittirunal avan angane thanne vishwasikkum.
Speak blessing in your children's
lives.
Speak blessing into their
lives.
These beautiful teenagers that are sitting here at the front today, they're facing things that you older generation cannot comprehend, the things that they are facing.
മുന്നിലിരിക്കുന്നവരായ ചെറുപ്പക്കാരെ ഇന്ന് നേരിടുന്നതായ അവസ്ഥകൾ നമ്മൾ പ്രായമുള്ളവർക്ക് അതിനെക്കുറിച്ച് ഗ്രഹിക്കുവാൻ സാധ്യമല്ല.
They are caught between two generations. Bye. fella. I don't know what you say in
Chacarena.
Chacarena. Deceiver.
What?
All of his life. Hey, deceiver, come, it's time to eat. Deceiver, come, deceiver, hey! Deceiver became deceptive.
Why? One second, I do.
And young people, listen to me. Neither can a deceiver please God. Nor can a deceiver look in the mirror and have peace when he looks at himself.
ഉപായി കണ്ണാടി നോക്കുമ്പോൾ തന്നെ തന്നെ നോക്കുമ്പോൾ ഒരു സമാധാനം
തിരിച്ചുണ്ടാകില്ല.
നിങ്ങൾ ഇരുമുഖമായി നിങ്ങളുടെ മാതാപിതാക്കളുടെ മുമ്പിൽ അമ്മച്ചിയുടെ മുമ്പിൽ നിങ്ങൾ ആയിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ
എന്നാൽ
ഒരു നാൾ വരും.
യാക്കോബ്
കണ്ണാടിയിൽ നോക്കുമ്പോൾ
He says, I'm tired of deceiving. I'm tired of deceiving. And here is where we find the grace of God. The book of Genesis. Genesis in the 32nd chapter. We find a beautiful point in this story. Verse 24. Genesis 32, verse 24, and follow. Genesis 32, verse 24 and follow. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh, so the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
അപ്പോൾ ഒരു പുരുഷൻ ഉഷസ്സാകുമ്പോഴും അവനോട് മല്ല പിടിച്ചു അവനെ ജയിക്കുകയില്ല എന്ന് കണ്ടപ്പോൾ അവൻ അവന്റെ തുടയുടെ തടം തൊട്ടു ആകയാൽ അവനോട് മല്ല പിടിക്കുകയും യാക്കോബിന്റെ തുടയുടെ തടം ഇളകിപ്പോയി എന്നെ വിടുക ഉഷസ് ഉദിക്കുന്നു വല്ലോ എന്ന് അവൻ പറഞ്ഞതിന് നീ എന്നെ അനുഗ്രഹിച്ചില്ലാതെ ഞാൻ നിന്നെ വിടുകയില്ല എന്ന് അവൻ പറഞ്ഞു
Jacob had become a man.
യാക്കോബ് ഒരു പുരുഷനായി.
He got married.
അവൻ വിവാഹിതനായി.
But he had lived deceiving.
എന്നാൽ അവൻ ഉപായം ചെയ്ത് അക്കാലത്തൊക്കെ മാത്രത്തോളം ജീവിച്ചു.
And he had deceived so much that he was afraid of those that he had deceived.
അവൻ വഞ്ചിച്ചിരുന്ന വ്യക്തികളെ ചൊല്ലി അവന് ഭയമുണ്ടായി.
He was afraid to face his brother.
തന്റെ സ്വന്തം സഹോദരനെ നേരിടുവാനായി ഭയമായി.
He was afraid of his father-in-law.
തന്റെ അമ്മായപ്പനോട് തനിക്ക് ഭയമായി.
He looked at himself in the mirror and he hated what he saw.
അവൻ കണ്ണാടിയിൽ നോക്കുമ്പോൾ തന്നെ തന്നെ കാണുമ്പോൾ തനിക്ക് വെറുപ്പായിരുന്നു.
And he wanted to come back home.
അവൻ ഭവനത്തിലേക്ക് മടങ്ങിവരുവാനാണ്.
But he was afraid to come back home.
എന്നാൽ മടങ്ങുവാൻ തനിക്ക് ഭയമായിരുന്നു.
There's a wonderful story that Jesus told.
യേശു ഒരിക്കൽ പറഞ്ഞതായ ഒരു നല്ലൊരു കഥയുണ്ട്.
We call it the story of the prodigal son.
നാം മുഴുവനായി പുത്രന്റെ കഥ എന്ന അതിനെക്കുറിച്ച് പറയുന്നു.
The young boy that had gone off and lived a wild life. He thought living wild, party would make him happy. He tried to live with a double life. For a while it made him happy. But that kind of happiness is empty.
It doesn't last long.
There came a day when he was tired of living a life that had totally robbed him of all of his dignity, it had robbed him of his resources, it had robbed him of his life. He wanted to go back home. But he was afraid. Just like Jacob, he was afraid. If I go back, what will daddy think of me? What will daddy say about me? He made his way back home with his head bowed. His heart was full of shame. But here's the beauty. When you get tired of deceiving, and when you realize that your lies and your deception and your games don't satisfy you, and you want to come back home, listen, please. Every young person, every young girl, every young man, listen to me, please, for this moment. There may be someone, one of you young people that are here today that are, you're playing the prodigal life. I know, I've sat where you sat. I'm a third generation Pentecostal. I talked to them for a while, but now I'm going to talk to you. I wish all these guys were over here, all the girls were over there, so I could talk to you. I have to keep looking like this to the guys and girls. But you know how to play the game. This is a scary truth. Third generation Pentecostals. We know how to play the game. We know when to close our eyes. We know when to raise our hand. We even know when to cry. Am I telling the truth now? We know how to put on a little smile. And when grandma walks by, we can talk so sweet. I know. I'm a third generation Pentecostal. You see, the problem is, Jacob knows how to raise his hand. Jacob knows how to be on the worship team. But there are churches with worship teams. And the member of the worship team doesn't know God. I received a phone call from a pastor friend of mine recently. He was heartbroken. Two of the members of his worship team standing in the front of the church were having immoral relationships with one another. You see, the problem is, it has nothing to do with age, it has everything to do with heart. You see, you can learn how to act. We know the right time to raise our hand. So. And so then we're thinking about biryani back at the house. Am I telling the truth? But when you're tired of playing games,
things.
When you wake up and find yourself in the big pen, or when you wake up and find yourself wishing, I really wish I knew God. I wish I knew the God that my grandfather Abraham knew. Then here's the good news. You can come running to God. You can come running to God. And He'll accept you. If you're running to be in business, Jacob was left alone. There comes a moment when Abraham and Isaac can't help you. Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, they can't help you. You've got to get along with God. There are people who sit in the church pews, men who sit in Assembly of God church pews. They sit and they worship God on Sunday, but Sunday night they're home in front of the computer watching pornography. There are husbands and wives who sit in Assembly of God church and they sing and pray in the church, but when they go home they don't talk to one another. God says, if you're tired of being deceptive, if you're tired of playing one game in church and playing another game at home or at school or in the office or wherever it is that you live your life, you play a double life, one in church and one outside church. If you're tired of that deception, tonight God says, come running to me. Come to a place where you and I can meet together alone. And when we meet alone, I will meet you there and I will deliver you and I will set you free. I will forgive your deception. I will heal you and I will change your life. No more deceit. No more pain. You make a decision. I'm going to meet God and I'm going to wrestle with God until He blesses me. Then God will bless you. He says, I will change your name. From Sarah.
Sarai.
I will make him Sarah, a princess with God.
Sarah.
From Jacob. Deceiver. I will make you Israel.
Israel.
A prince with God.
And
a third generation deceiver can become a genuine servant of the Most High
God.
That's what I want in my life. That's my prayer for every one of these young men that are sitting here in the front. For every one of you ladies and men, young ladies that are
out there.
There are people who we see them live fervent lives. I've seen them living fervent lives in India. They come to America. All the attachments, they're like the prodigal. They're still going to church, they're still playing the game, but they've lost the zeal, they've lost the fervor, they've lost the anointing.
കണ്ടിട്ടുണ്ട് പല വ്യക്തികളിൽ കർത്താവിനെ വളരെ എരിവോട് സേവിച്ചവർ വളരെ തീക്ഷ്ണതയോടായിരുന്നു അമേരിക്കയിലേക്ക് വന്നു കഴിയുമ്പോൾ അവരുടെ തീക്ഷ്ണത നഷ്ടപ്പെടുന്നു അവരുടെ എരിവ് നഷ്ടപ്പെടുന്നു.
In India they had nothing. In America,
메리키는
the big car.
그리고 완료 원디오는
the big house.
완료 파브라몬가
plenty of money.
완료 지금 파브라몬가.
Please don't misunderstand.
내 뜻을 들으시오.
Pastor, I have seen them.
나 하나님을 믿기를 간구했어.
When I come,
나 그리고
one or two men of God come from India.
인도에는 어느 정도 대우하신 말까지 그리고
they'll give us good offerings.
아베는 나날까 날 offering을 하고.
And some of them.
내 채널.
They put the offering in my hand.
그런데 그 offering을 하고.
They think that will absolve them of their guilt.
우리 친구들이 우리 구주보다들는다. 아베 아들이 모시기만.
They give an offering because of guiltiness.
아베 우리가 구주보다 내렸다마이 가는 아베 아 offering을 하고.
They've grown cold spiritually.
아베 아들이가마이 떠나들이기도.
You can walk with God.
내가 도로 그래 나다 고원사니.
And the blessings that were upon Abraham.
아브라함의 내배는 나의 나는
can be upon me.
인데배의 그런 일이야.
I'm a third generation Pentecostal.
오나한테 그런 또 고스란.
My grandfather was saying near the back.
내배의 배치 프로그램이 너무 오래됐어.
Few years ago, my grandfather passed away.
저 오시고 내배의 배치 멘치.
When he died.
매일 참고.
He died a godly man.
난 어려 학대나이 가르쳤죠.
I don't know how many years that will give me.
이 캐릭터가 저 도로마이 수대를 기다리고.
But I breathe my last.
난 아버지한테 쉬었어요.
My children and perhaps my grandchildren look at me.
우리 박씨의 꿈이나 내 꿈처럼 그래도 놓기로다.
I hope and pray.
나는 아쉽게 한 번씩이야.
That they can say.
우리 파리 원산.
He was a godly man.
내 아버지를 팔뚝에 내리고.
And if they can see that I lived a godly life.
나를 팔뚝에 내 집을 내주는 가로안 사귀죠.
Young men, if God can help me live a godly life, He can help you to live one.
저러니까야, 내것은 내 아버지 팔뚝에 집을 내관 사귀자면 니들의 사이판 사귀.
God's no respecter of persons.
내 이번 우리 멘션을 목합박신 놓고 놓고 나백티에다.
You see the good thing about third generation.
오난 떨어버릴까인데 만약 오난했다.
The third generation has heard the word.
오난 떨어버릴까? 내것들이 말씀을 들었는데.
There's a seed that's been planted in your life.
네가 오늘 믿어졌다. 우리 믿었다.
And if you let the Holy Spirit bring it alive.
아니 성탄마와 지혜나이. 마치만이가 얼마나 좋을까?
You could be greater prayer warriors than your mother or your grandmother was.
그 마다베네 카르도, 베네 마치에 카르도, 베네 프라트나, 위나 마다이티도 만들 그 사직이요.
You could be greater men than your father or your grandfather.
그래, 비다베네 카르, 베네 마치네 카르, 그렇다면 셔틀라이티도 만들 그 사직이요.
Because the seeds been planted in your life.
인간의 지혜를 믿게 빠르다, 믿기로 온다.
I won't force anyone. But I'd like to invite every young person, 25 years of age or younger, to come stand here in front of me, to stand with me. Girls and you guys, come just stand here for a while. Wake up. I want to bless you. I want to ask God's blessing on
you.
I look at you young people and I see potential that God's designed in your lives. The only thing is you must be willing to surrender to Him. Give it to
Him.
My mother, 13 years of age, surrendered it to Jesus. My daddy, 18 years of age, surrendered it to Jesus. Will you do that today? I know most of you already asked Jesus to come in your life. Probably most of you have already been filled with the Spirit, but I want to pray with you. Just bow your head. If you don't mind, just quietly, reverently raise your right hand to Jesus. I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer. I'm just going to lead you in a simple prayer in English. Then after I lead you, I want you to just make a dedication, if you're willing, make a dedication of your life to the Lord, a fresh dedication that says, Lord, I'm going to walk with you. No games, no deception. I'm going to walk with you. I want you just to join me right now. Just pray in English. Just pray and say, Jesus. Say out loud, Jesus, cleanse my life. I repent of any games. I repent of any sin. I repent of all deception. Forgive me. Cleanse me by the blood. Thank you for your Spirit. Fill me. Anoint me. Use me. Let me walk with you. And with your hand raised, just you in your own way, just talk to her for just a moment. And all of those in the auditorium, just raise both hands. And I want you to pray for these young people. Pray for them. Pray for them as they pray and just surrender their lives to the Lord. There's some of you sitting there in the auditorium, some of you older ones need to make a fresh commitment of your life to the Master. Some of you have found yourself living a Jacob kind of life. You know how to act in church, but there's something else, something different outside the church. The Holy Spirit has spoken to you tonight so that you can repent and turn. God's calling with graciousness. He's calling you with love and compassion. That's right. He's calling you to come back to Him. All over this room, both here in the front, these young people, and all of those that are standing in this altar, just raise your hands. Surrender your lives to the Lord. Open your mouths and laugh loud. Just cry out, say, Lord, fill me tonight. Just wrestle with the Lord for a few moments. Let God touch you. Let the Holy Spirit touch you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come, touch your people.